Here's your pass to the Globe Theater. This is the Globe Theater, the radio playhouse especially for men and women of the armed forces of the United Nations. Just as the Globe Theater has meant the best in entertainment since the days of Shakespeare, today it means the best in radio drama for servicemen and women all over the globe. Here to tell you about tonight's play is your host at the Globe Theater, Herbert Marshall.
Hello, everybody. It's just about curtain time at the Globe Theater again, and we're mighty happy to find you in your regular reserved seat on the aisle, front and center. Our play tonight is another story of romance, but of romance under somewhat unusual circumstances. Written by Forrest Barnes, it's called A Song for Sylvia, and in the starring role is one of radio's most talented leading ladies, Barbara Luddy. Now, here's the overture and our play, A Song for Sylvia.
You see what I mean, Carl? A great talent composed that. Sometimes I even think the boy has genius.
I'm glad to hear you say that, Weber. But I'm so very sorry for Nicholas. He's not like other people.
Oh, when one is a composer, it is hard to be like other people. I know. I have been a teacher for many years. Music is a strange lady. I wouldn't blame Nicholas too much.
Is he really great, Weber?
He is a fine musician, and he stands on the brink of greatness. But he needs to be hurt.
Hurt? Do you think he isn't hurt every day of his life?
You're talking, aren't you, about the scar on his face?
Yes, of course. We don't mind it because we're his friends. But to most people, he's hideous. I've seen women leave the room and children run from him. All because he was burned when he was a child.
Yes, I know. But yet he has lived with his blemish so long he does not realize how bad it is.
But no woman would want to marry a man who looks like Nicholas.
And maybe that is best. An artist cannot have two loves.
Oh, Nicky, we've been waiting for you.
Where is my manuscript?
Here it is, Nicholas. I was just playing the sonata.
Don't tell me about it. I know it is bad. Do you know why? Because it is gone from me. I don't even want to finish it. I hate the sonata. So, it is finished now, like this, in the wastebasket.
Nicky, what's happened?
Nothing. Nothing at all. Everything is fine. Only today, when I came down the street, a little girl saw me run into the house, crying. That is nothing. Nothing.
Oh, Nicky, you mustn't let yourself go like this.
Can I help it? Can I?
Nicholas.
Did I ask to look like this? I have tried to be happy, but what is the use? No, I'm through. I hate music. I hate everything. I'm going away.
Where, Nicholas?
Somewhere where no one can see me. Only God. And he cannot turn from me. Because...
Don't say that, Nicky.
Why not? He put this mark on me. He did this.
Nicholas, wait.
You say he hasn't been hurt, Weber.
You know, Carl, God is very wise. Maybe all this will bring out great music from Nicholas. If it does, then God is wise indeed.
Thank you.
like to trail my fingers in the brook, Aunt Elizabeth. The water's so cool and the sun is so warm.
Yes, Sylvia. Annie, don't lie down on the ground like that, dear. You'll get your dress wet.
Hey, there's a fish or something under this rock.
Do you want me to read any more, Sylvia?
Not if you'd like to stop.
Well, I ought to be getting supper.
Annie can stay here with me if you want to go. Will you, Annie?
Oh, sure, I'll stay. Just as soon.
Don't stay too long, dear. I'll have supper ready in an hour.
Wish I brought a fishing pole or something and caught a fish.
Listen, Annie. When I'm out here, I like to listen. There's music in the water and the wind. Real music. You hear it like that?
No. I just hear the water running over the stones. I don't hear any music.
Listen. Annie, is someone coming?
Ain't nothing I can see. Hey, no, wait. Hey, there's something coming through the woods.
Oh. Oh, I beg your pardon. I did not see you here. Oh, don't be afraid. Oh. No, don't run, please. I won't hurt you.
Why did you frighten her?
Everyone runs like that. Why don't you run? Aren't you afraid?
No, I'm not afraid.
Go ahead and say it. I know what you're thinking.
Why are you angry with me?
Because... Oh, I am sorry. I will go.
You can't go. I mean, I'm afraid I must ask you to see me home now that Annie has left me.
Do you not know your way home?
No.
But how long have you lived here?
All my life.
Then you should know your way. I came here today to be alone.
Very well, then. I'll wait till Annie comes back. Why are you so impolite?
Because I know what you're thinking. Look at me. No, you're not looking at me.
I'm sorry. I can't see you. I'm blind.
Oh, forgive me.
You didn't understand, did you? Will you take me home now? I could never find a way.
Of course. Give me your hand.
It isn't far. There's a path through the woods to our house that's full of lovely music this time of year. Do you like music?
Do I like music? Yes, I like music.
How long ago was it, Nicky?
4 months now. Have you forgiven me for my rudeness?
You weren't rude, only unhappy. You see, Nicky, I can hear deep into people. I heard deep into you.
Did you, Sylvia?
Yes, I knew you'd been hurt. I knew that underneath your anger, you were kind. I knew you were fine.
Haven't you ever wondered what I looked like?
But I know.
You do?
In my own way. It's much better than just seeing you, Nicky. I think my picture of a tree may be more beautiful than yours, really. I'd almost hate to see a tree. I'm afraid I'd lose something.
What if I should tell you I'm very ugly, Sylvia?
Oh, but you aren't. And someday, when you've forgotten about what hurt you, you will find you can create music again. It'll be such beautiful music. Won't you try?
Oh, but I've lost it. I can never find it again.
You have to try.
I have tried. I wanted to finish my symphony, but the music won't come.
Sometime it will. I'd like to help you if I could.
I am not worth it.
Give me your hand, Nicky. Let me sit beside you on the piano bench. There. I want you to let me do something. You won't refuse, will you?
No.
I want to touch your face. I'd like to know how you really look.
No, Sylvia.
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't think you'd mind.
I don't mind. I want you to.
Yes. Yes, I knew you looked like that. Your face is so fine and strong. Your lips are so firm. I knew you were handsome, Nicky.
Sylvia Thorne.
Now you're mine. I have your picture in my mind for always. Play for me, Nicky. Play your symphony.
It's not finished.
Oh, play the part that leads into the Andante.
The Andante. I've tried so hard to write it.
It will come to you.
No, it's no use.
Try.
I'll play the end of the Allegro. It is like this. Sylvia, It's my andante. It's our story. I see the woods, the brook, the fields beyond. And you're standing there by the water, so lovely. This is your song. A song for Sylvia.
Don't stop, Nicky. Don't stop. It's beautiful.
My heart saying wandering things to you, and yours listening to me.
Yes.
Someday a whole symphony will be playing it. My song for Sylvia.
But it is true, Carl. He is a different man.
His symphony, has he finished that?
Oh, yes, yes, and it is a great composition. He has taken it to the Philharmonic Orchestra, and I wouldn't be surprised if they arranged...
What has done this?
Naturally, a girl.
A girl? Who is she?
He met her in the country.
Oh, she must be wonderful.
Not to care about his scar. You see, she is blind.
Oh. I'd like to meet her.
You can, if you'll wait just a few minutes. Her aunt has brought her up to the city, and Nicky is coming to meet her here. Oh, well, that should be Nicky now. He always knocks like that when he has written some new music. Yes, come in, Nicky.
Weber, Weber, good news. I'm the happiest man in all the world.
Certainly, and why not?
Oh, Gordon, you're here too. Gordon, I am in love with the most beautiful girl alive. And we're going to be married, Weber, tomorrow.
Oh, I'm very glad for you, Nicholas.
And more news. Petroni likes my symphony.
He does?
He's offered to play it at the November concert. The Philharmonic will play my symphony.
Oh, that's splendid, Nicky.
Splendid? Oh, it's... I just can't say it. Look, I'm shaking for excitement. He even gave me a check for it. See? Look, $150. Oh, everything's right. Everything in the world.
Nicky, play the andante of your symphony. I haven't heard it yet.
Oh, but of course, it is beautiful because it is a song for her. Sylvia, she is here. Come in. Let her in, Weber.
Yes.
Come in, darling. I was playing your song to welcome you. Come in. Weber? Gordon? This is Sylvia.
My dear, you are even lovelier than you said.
Oh, I'm so glad to meet you at last. Nicky's told me so much about you.
He's very fortunate to have found you.
And now I present Miss Marsden, Sylvia's aunt.
How do you do?
Sylvia. The Philharmonic is going to play our symphony.
Really, Nicky?
Yes, at the November concert.
Oh, I'm so proud of you.
And I, too. He composed his first song on my old piano.
Oh, you must love it very much.
I do. Would you like to see it?
May I?
It is out in the back room. Come, Gordon, let us show it to her.
Stay here, Nicky. I want to talk to you.
We'll be back in a moment.
Well, has something happened, Lisbeth?
I took Sylvia to see Dr. Josephs this morning.
Oh?
It's possible to restore her sight.
He is certain of it?
He's one of the finest surgeons in America.
Then she will see, like other people.
I should have thought that would make you very happy.
Happy? Yes, I am very happy. She must have the operation. She has the right to see beautiful things, to look at the trees and the sky.
This is very brave of you.
No. No, it is not.
Miss Marsden, Sylvia wants you to come and see the old piano.
Oh, yes, of course.
The room at the end of the hall, Miss Marsden.
Thank you.
Well, Nicky, you're a very lucky man. I'm so glad for you. May I dance at your wedding tomorrow?
I have changed my mind. I'm not going to be married.
What? What did you say?
What if someday she should see what her husband looks like?
Oh, see here, Nicky.
They are going to operate on her eyes. She will see me.
Well, what if she does?
Do you think I could bear it? If she turned away like other people do?
She won't turn away, Nicky.
Why not? She has a dream of me. But what would she think if she saw my face?
Come, Nicky, you're being very unfair.
No. No, I'm going to tell her that I don't love her.
If she really loves you, it'll make no difference.
A love like that does not exist.
Oh, yes, it does.
I did not think it was possible to be so happy one moment and so unhappy the next.
Nicky, why don't you tell her?
No, she might not permit the operation.
Nicky, are you here?
Yes. Yes, come this way, Sylvia. Here, take my hand.
Thank you. Would you let me talk to Nicky for a moment alone, Mr. Gordon?
Of course.
Do not let me tell you, Nicky. Isn't it wonderful? I'll be able to see you. I'll be able to see you, my darling, my dear. Nicky.
Yes. Yes, it will be wonderful. I'm very happy for you.
No. No, you're not happy. I can hear something in your voice. Nicky, you want me to see, don't you?
Yes, yes, I want it.
But then, what has happened, Nicky?
I must tell you. I have a chance to go to New York.
Oh, but that should make you happy.
I am happy. But you see, I have to go alone tonight. We can't be married tomorrow like we planned.
I don't mind waiting. I want you to take every chance that comes.
That's it. It is my big chance. I can't afford to lose it.
There's something wrong. Have I done anything?
No. What could you have done? I've got to go to New York, that is all. It's a big chance.
Please tell me the truth, Nicky.
I have told you the truth. We can't be married.
Ever?
I don't know. Sometime, maybe.
You mean you don't want to marry a girl who's blind? Oh, I don't blame you. I know it wouldn't be fair to you.
Yes, that's it. That's what I feel. It wouldn't be fair to me.
Nicky? Nicky, have you gone? Come back just for a moment. Please. Nicky?
Now, Sylvia, open your eyes very slowly. Don't be afraid, my dear.
Will I see Dr. Joseph?
No. No, the room is quite dark. All the shades are drawn. I only want to look at your eyes for a moment.
I wish Nicky were here.
Now hold perfectly still, Sylvia. Nurse, stand over here by this table. When I give the word, you know what to do.
Has Mr. Weber come yet?
He's in the next room. I'll let him come in just as soon as I have your bandage on again. All right, nurse.
A match. Oh.
What is it, Sylvia?
I see a light. I see it, a flame. It's beautiful.
Well, I think we've succeeded. Ask Mr. Weber to come in, nurse. Now, just let me slip this band on again. But we'll take it off again just a little later.
And shall I be able to see the world outside today?
Not today, my dear. We'll have to keep you in darkened rooms for a while. Too sudden a brightness might blind you again.
Oh, I do so want to see the sunlight. I've loved the feel of it for so long.
That'll come in time. How do you do, Mr. Weber? I'll leave Sylvia in your care, nurse. And I'll be back again soon, Sylvia.
Hello, Mr. Weber.
Hello, my dear. I've great news for you.
You mean you found Nicky? Then it was he you saw at the concert last night?
Yes. I was sure he would come.
You talked to him? Oh, tell me how he is.
He has been working very hard.
He is writing, then?
He is pouring out his heart. Every note is a sobbing in his soul.
Oh, I'm glad I didn't kill the music in him.
Sylvia, I want to tell you something. Please don't hate me for what I say. To others, Nicky is hideous. They cannot see his heart, his soul. They see only a man whose face has been burned. It takes great love for Nicky to see that raw, ugly mark and not turn away.
But I have a great love for Nicky. Doesn't he believe I love him?
Yes, he does. And he loves you, Sylvia.
Then why did he run away?
Perhaps he was afraid.
Afraid? He's afraid of my seeing him?
Yes.
Where is he now?
I brought him with me. He's waiting in the hall.
Oh, let me talk to him. I can make him understand.
Go in, Nicky.
I'm glad you've come, Nicky.
Weber said I...
I know now that you didn't leave because of the reasons you gave me. You were afraid of what I might think if I could see you.
I'm not very pretty, Sylvia. I didn't want you to hate me.
Weber said you'd written a new symphony.
Yes.
I'd like to hear it. I want to understand how you feel, and the music will tell me. There's a piano here. Won't you play it for me?
If you wish.
Now, there's something wonderful about being blind, Nicky. I hear in music things others don't hear. It's love you want, isn't it? A great love. I can hear you asking for it. Searching for it. Not believing. Oh, Nicky, how blind you are.
Do you remember this day? The day we met?
Oh, it was so beautiful. The sun was so warm and... Oh, yes, there's the brook. How clearly you've caught his song. Oh, Nicky, we can't lose what we have. We mustn't lose it.
All ready, Sylvia? It's time to remove the bandages again. You'll be able to see. Not much at first, but a little.
Are you nervous, dear?
No.
Well, we'll raise the curtain just a little. Sit here, Sylvia.
Nicky, where are you?
I'm here, behind you.
Nurse, will you help me with this bandage?
Wait.
What is it, Sylvia?
Let me stand up a moment. Give me your hand.
I'm right here, darling.
Nicky, I'm afraid. I don't want to see the real world. I want my own. It's so much more beautiful.
Sylvia, what do you say?
What if things are ugly? What if the rose isn't my rose? What if nothing is as I've believed it to be? I couldn't stand it.
You're being very foolish, Sylvia.
No, I'm not. God meant me to know things that you can't know. He meant me to love Nicky as no other woman could ever love
him. Here, don't tear off that bandage.
Sylvia.
Keep her away from the window. Nurse.
She's raising the curtain.
The sunlight. Cover her eyes.
Sylvia, what have you done?
What has she done? She's wrecked her chances to regain her sight.
Sylvia, look at me.
Oh, Nicky, I can't see you, but I'm glad. I wanted you as I've always had you. It's so much more beautiful to have you with me in my darkness. Now, everything's right again. Oh, Nicky, hold me tight.
And there's the final curtain, and applause for Barbara Luddy and Olin Soule playing the leads in tonight's presentation, A Song for Sylvia. Looking ahead to our next visit with you, we're happy to see that our star will be one of Hollywood's loveliest ladies, Paulette Goddard. Miss Goddard appears in the first performance of Dorothy McCleary's prize-winning story, This Is the One, in which she plays the part of Margareta Kolkus, a dazzling beauty who daily honors the customers and personnel of Winker's 5 and 10 cent store with her presence. But rather than tell you about it, let's preview a scene from the show.
There's the bell. Come on, Rose.
Oh, when will I get these eyelashes attached? You are not supposed to wear false eyelashes when you're on duty. Mr. C specifically said...
Mr. C, get her.
He is a very dignified gentleman, and he's been very kind to all of us, and I don't think we should call him horsey behind his back. Mm. And furthermore...
Oh,
dry up. Besides, look who's trying to get away with top curls today.
Yeah, wait till Horsey sees that. He hates fancy hairdos worse than poison.
Oh, yeah. Say, where's Margareta Kolkus this morning?
Oh. Gee, I don't know. She's never been late before.
Gee, 8:50 already and no Margareta.
And today's the day Horsey checks up early and gives his pep talk.
Yeah, I can hear him already. Now, get in there and pitch, girl, for good old Winkers.
Yay, Winkers. Yay, Horsey.
He's all right. Who's all right?
Horsey! Horsey! Horsey!
Oh, really? Oh, it's only you, Margareta. Gee, Neil, it gave us all heart failure. We thought it was Horsey.
Mr. Steed happens to be the floor manager of our department, and I think we all ought to show a little more respect.
Oh, yeah? Well, how about you being so late?
I told Mr. Steed yesterday I'd be a little late because of it being my little sister's first day in school.
Oh, gee, Margareta, why do you have to go and disillusion us like that? Don't you ever do anything wrong like other people?
Now, that's a silly thing to say.
See that pretty, that blue bow in your hair? Oh, I wish I had hair like yours, Margaretta.
Wearing bows in your hair is a violation.
Yeah, wait till Horsey sees that.
Good morning, girls.
Good morning, Mr. C.
Good morning, Mr. C.
Ah, Miss Colkers. I see your makeup and costume are perfect as usual. Lovely, lovely. An example, if I may say so, of what Mr. Winker himself visualizes as the ideal Winker sales girl.
Oh, Mr. Steed, you're just saying that.
No levity, girls. No levity, please. That little blue bow you're wearing in your hair, Miss Colkers, just the right touch of informality.
Oh, I'm glad you like it, Mr. Steed.
Miss Nadell.
Yes, Mr. Steed.
Is that mascara you're wearing, Miss Nadell?
No, sir.
Well, then they're false. Take them off. And you, Miss Palmer.
Oh, Mr. Steed, have I done something wrong?
You know perfectly well there's a rule against Winker sales girls wearing top curls. Plain hygienic hairdos only.
These curls are perfectly hygienic, Mr. Steed. And besides, what about Margaretta wearing a bow in her hair? Isn't that a violation?
Oh, dear, is it, Mrs. Steed? I never dreamed.
She never dreamed.
Well, it's not regulation, but since it seems to go so very well with the general effect, I think we should let it pass, Miss Colkers. All right, girls, one last look. Stocking seams all straight. All right, girls, now, forward, march.
Gee, Margaretta, don't you ever get tired polishing all that tinware every morning of the week?
Mr. Steed says since I've been here, there have been no losses or reductions whatsoever due to rust.
If I had your influence with Horsey, I wouldn't worry about a little rust here and there.
Maybe that's why he likes me. Maybe that's all it is. Maybe he just thinks I'm conscientious.
Baby, when that lug squeaks his shoes past his counter, he don't look at the pots and pans.
Do you think he really notices me? I mean, me. And not just my hair and whether my seams are straight.
Well, it all adds up, don't it?
I suppose it does, but still I can't help feeling maybe there's something he doesn't notice.
What do you want him to notice?
I don't know. Me. Something besides. Oh, forget it anyway. What am I talking about?
Ah, here comes my dream boat. Hiya, Carl.
Hiya. Hiya, Queenie. Say, how about a spot of service here?
Now, why don't you keep behind your soda fountain? What do you want now?
I'll take a lettuce bag. I'll take two of these Skeletorinos and a tin cup. Also a cheese grater. I'll just help myself.
Now, wait a minute. Don't muss my counter all up. Let me see your requisition slip.
Harry signed it all okay. Now, don't let your heart skip a beat over it, Queenie.
Well, let me see it.
Here you are. Jump for it, Towser.
You're not taking anything away from here without a requisition slip.
What's this? What's the trouble here? Is this fellow getting fresh with you, Miss Colkers?
Oh, no, Mr. Steed. He was only fooling.
Mm-hmm. Well, take the things you came after and go back to your counter.
Yes, sir. See you at lunch, Queenie.
I'll fire that young whippersnapper if you just say the word, Miss Colkers. I've been watching how he annoys you.
Oh, no, Mr. Steed. I'm sure he doesn't mean any harm. It's just that, well, I was foolish enough to encourage him when I first came to work here. I didn't know anybody in the store then.
Well, you just let me know if he gets out of hand. Oh, and by the way, Miss Colkers, Margaretta, stop in at my office after lunch, will you? There's a little matter I'd like to discuss with you.
It's 12:30, Margaretta. Coming to lunch?
Coming.
Don't forget, Margaretta, in my office.
Oh, I'll be there, Mr. Steed.
Well, that's Margaretta Colkers of Winker's Five and Dime, whom you'll get to know better next time at the Globe. Remember, it's Paulette Goddard in This Is the One. So long for now, everyone, from Herbert Marshall. I'll be seeing you.
You have been listening to the Globe Theater with Herbert Marshall as host and master of ceremonies. The Globe Theater is presented for servicemen and women of the Allied Armed Forces all over the globe. Listen for our next Globe Theater production soon. This is the Armed Forces Radio Service.